Well, we know that God has outlined his plan for mankind through this salvational blueprint, the annual Holy Day plan. Beginning with the first day of unleavened bread through the last great day, God has commanded us to meet for holy convocations. Commanded us to be with like-minded people, to praise him, to worship him, and to learn more about him. But how do we afford to go to those festivals? And during those festivals, how do we sustain ourselves? This period between the fall and the spring holy days, it's a good time to remind ourselves. So the title of this sermonette is simply The Second Tithe. The Second Tithe. And in this sermonette, we'll talk about two things. We'll talk about what a tithe is and what a tithe isn't. So, what is a tithe? A tithe, that word in Hebrew is asar, A-S-A-R, and it means to give or take a tenth. The dictionary defines a tithe as one-tenth of annual produce or earnings. So, by definition, a tithe is 10% of our annual income. So, what is a tithe not? Well, a tithe is not a random amount of money. A tithe is also not the money that is left over after we pay our bills. A tithe, specifically today, talking about the second tithe, is 10% of our income. So how and why is this second tithe supposed to be used? Let's open our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 12, and we will see that. Over in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5 through 7. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5 through 7. We see the second tithe talked about here. Deuteronomy 12, verse 5 through 7. You shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses, out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go. There you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, firstborn of your herds and flocks, and there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all to which you have put your hand, you and your households, in which the Lord your God has blessed you. So how does this relate to the second tithe? It says to take your tithes. Take your tithes where? Just turn over the page to chapter 14, Deuteronomy 14, verse 22 through 26. Deuteronomy 14, 22. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain that the field produces year by year. And you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide. The tithe of your grain, your new wine, your oil, your firstborn of your herds, your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. But if the journey is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry the tithe, or if the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, when the Lord your God has blessed you, then you shall exchange it for money. Take the money in your hand, go to the place which the Lord your God chooses, and you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires, for oxen, or sheep, wine, or similar drink. For whatever your heart desires, you shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. So what is this saying about the second tithe? This is saying this is not the same as an offering. This is a separate amount of money. This is a certain amount of money that is a way to provide for travel, a way to provide for us to rejoice during God's annual festivals. And for most of us, the most expensive, cost-incurrent festival of the year is the Feast of Tabernacles. That's usually the biggest festival expense throughout the year. But notice a couple things here in this passage. In verse 24, it says, when the Lord your God has blessed you. When? Not if, but when. And what's being implied here is God promises to bless us if we are faithful and diligent with our tithes. That's corroborated as well by Malachi 3, verse 10. But notice something else. Verse 26. This is a blessing and a test. A blessing and a test. Verse 26. It says, you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires. Spend that money on anything you want. Anything that your heart desires. But what does your heart desire? So that's the test. I will bless you. You tithe, I'm going to bless you, God says. And you can spend it on anything you want. But what is it you want? God wants to see just what it is our heart desires. And so the question, one question that might come up is, can the second tithe be used as a savings account in case of emergency throughout the year? Let's say you've been saving your second tithe for 6-7 months and it's not the Feast of Tabernacles, and wow, there's an unexpected bill. Can I use my second tithe to pay for emergency things? What does the Bible say? Let's go back to chapter 12, Deuteronomy 12, verse 17 and 18. Deuteronomy 12, verse 17 and 18. You may not eat within your gates the tithe of your grain, or your new wine, or your oil of the firstborn of your herd, or your flock, of any of your offerings which you vow, of your freewill offerings, or of the heave offering of your hand. But you must eat them before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God chooses. You, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, the Levite within your gates, and you shall, notice, rejoice before the Lord your God in all to which you put your hands. So this is a precedent for us. There can be exceptions, but God is the one who makes exceptions. We don't decide for ourselves that we are going to be an exception. If we are able to attend God's festivals and we consciously choose not to attend, the second tithe shouldn't be spent. There are people who are physically unable to attend the feast. Those are exceptions. That's outside of their control. Now, agricultural commitments, farming, things like that, those are not valid reasons for abstaining from observing the Feast of Tabernacles. But there's been farming ever since Cain and Abel, ever since Adam. So these aren't new things, new developments. There's always been farming, but it requires planning. God will withhold blessings from those who don't observe the second tithe and who don't attend the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, the second tithe is intended as a festival tithe to enable us to be able to rejoice during the annual holy days. Now, logically speaking, would God command his people to observe these festivals, to travel to these festivals, and then not provide a method for them to afford the travel? No, that would be irresponsible. That would be unreasonable. You remember maybe back in the day of Jesus Christ, Matthew 23:23, right about that area, and Jesus was saying, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees! You pay tithe of mint and cumin and anise, but you neglect the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, faith. These you should have done, and done the others also. And so he's saying, do the tithing, that stuff is important, but that's not the focus. The focus is justice, mercy, and faith. The focus is esteeming others better than yourself. The focus is seeing what your heart desires. What will you do with the blessings you have received? Will you honor God with them? Will you help your fellow man with those blessings, or will you keep them to yourself? That's what Jesus is trying to get across when he mentioned about the weightier aspects of the law. Let's just go to one last scripture over in the book of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah 14 and second to last book of the Old Testament, Zechariah 14, verse 16 through 19. Zechariah 14, verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem, talking about after the return of Jesus Christ early in the millennium, everyone who's left shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to, notice, keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain. If the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain. They will receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who don't come up to keep the feast. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that don't come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So during the millennium, the entire world is going to be observing the annual festivals, the Feast of Tabernacles. These people will need a way to travel to and from the feast sites. They'll need a way to sustain themselves during the feast when they are not working. How will people in the millennium do this? They'll do it using their second tithe. How will people during the millennium, these Egyptians, the Ethiopians, the people in Mongolia, how will these people know to keep the second tithe? You're going to teach them. I'm going to teach them. As kings and priests, it will be our responsibility to teach people based on us practicing those things now. We'll say, my friends, it works. God's way works. I did it for 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, 40 years, and it worked. And God fulfilled, followed through, and blessed me because I was faithful to him, and he'll do it for you. We'll be able to teach people that based on our own experiences. By saving the second tithe, we're obeying God's instructions. We're preparing ourselves to be teachers. If we aren't tithing, we are withholding blessings from ourselves and our families. And so, as we think about the season we're in, before the spring holy days, long before the fall holy days, the Feast of Tabernacles, now is the time to begin saving our second tithe. We didn't start the day after the Feast of Tabernacles last year. So what is the second tithe not? Well, the second tithe is not voluntary. It's not unnecessary, but it's an amount of money that is different from the holy day offerings. It's not a random amount of money. It's not a savings account to be used throughout the year. So what is the second tithe? Well, the second tithe is 10% of our annual income, our annual increase. And it is for us to use to sustain our travel, to sustain ourselves during the feast, and to rejoice at God's annual festivals in the place he chooses to place his name. And tithing will still be practiced during the millennium. As future kings and priests, or queens and priestesses, we will be responsible for teaching people during the millennium the principles of the second tithe.